When commentator Beth Howard loses her faith in world peace, her Facebook friends help her realize the place to find peace is closer than she thought.
Last summer, I left my home in Donelson, Iowa, and traveled all the way around the world, baking pie in 9 countries as a way to promote cultural tolerance. I returned with the intention of writing a book about my experience. I already had the title, World Peace, spelled P-I-E-C-E. But it's hard to write about world peace when you've lost your faith in it. My trip went well enough. I toured apple orchards in New Zealand. I baked 75 pies for the American Embassy's 4th of July event in Thailand. I learned how to make pie-like pastries in India. I delivered a dozen pies to a Syrian refugee camp in Lebanon. I picked blueberries in Germany's Black Forest to make pie with 10-year-olds. I interacted with people all around the globe, weaving my way through a lattice crust of nationalities, religions, and races. I made 211 pies and almost as many new friends. I returned safely. But since I've been back, I've been listening to a lot of news, bad news, from the places where I'd been. A bombing in Bangkok, a garbage crisis in Lebanon, the Syrian refugee crisis worsening, terrorist attacks in France and Belgium. Instead of spreading world peace, it was as if I had left only violence in my wake. Add to that the vitriol of the presidential campaign with threats to build walls and ban certain religions from entering the U.S., to divide instead of unite people, and any remaining optimism I had for healing the world evaporated. Lugging that rolling pin for 30,000 miles was all for nothing. Or was it? In my state of disillusionment, I reached out to my Facebook friends, the ones who had cheered me on during my 3-month journey. I asked them, "Do you believe world peace is possible? How do you define peace, and what examples do you see of it? What do you do to make the world a better place?" The responses were plentiful and thoughtful. Limit exposure to news, meditate or pray, practice kindness and tolerance, teach children to be good citizens and invest in their education, focus on the good, live with a soft heart, dig deeper for awareness and understanding of yourself, choose to think positively, help others, talk to your neighbors, share a smile, cooperate with those you don't agree with, believe in the ripple effect. A bike shop owner in Ottumwa said, "Peace is yin and yang because energy is in constant flow. There is goodness and there is anger. Anger has its place because oftentimes it is what pushes a change for more goodness." Some of the comments included links to videos of the Dalai Lama, a CNN story on the peaceful kingdom of Bhutan, a TED Talk. There were also links to organizations, a Dutch one called World Peace is Possible, whose website states, "There was peace for 1% of the 3,500 years of civilization, so we know it's possible." There is the I Declare World Peace hashtag movement on Twitter. There's a Peace of My Mind book of photography and interviews. And in Los Angeles, the Global Vision for Peace nonprofit is organizing a live aid-type concert. Humans share 99.9% of the same genetic makeup, so why can't we get along? Why is there not 99.9% peace in the world? We may try to be good and do good, hardwired for survival, but we are tribal. We are opinionated, power-hungry, fearful, and hot-headed, with some more prone than others to strap on an explosive vest and detonate it in the middle of a crowd. Still, I want to believe mankind is basically good. I want to have hope. One commenter suggested that wanting global peace is too daunting. "You should scale it back," he said, "and just think about your own world, your own piece of the pie. Each piece put together in harmony can add up to the whole." With this in mind, I've reimagined my own view of world peace. It is sleeping soundly next to the man I love, in a country we are blessed to live in. It is doing yoga as the sun rises over the barn. It is walking to the creek to look for wildflowers. It is dropping by my neighbor's house after his heart surgery and seeing his face light up at my arrival. It is listening to the stories of 2 90-something-year-old sisters in my town. It is about community, people connecting with each other, even if just on Facebook, who lend each other a helping hand, restoring their faith in humanity, and in my case, to push them through their writer's block. That last commenter was right. It's not about world peace as a whole. It's about having one little slice of it, and that I have found right where I started, on a farm in Iowa.
Commentator Beth Howard is an author and pie maker. To read more about her round-the-world journey, go to theworldneedsmorepie.com. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Western Illinois University or Tri-States Public Radio. Diverse viewpoints are welcomed and encouraged.